Roy Orbison sang and for the lonely. Radio's on and I'm moving round the place. Hey girl, I'm calling all stations, blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines and I'm running on time and feeling alright. Skipping over the currents in the air, reaching to see if you're out there. Come across your radio station, calling out nation to nation.
This is Zena.
And this is Chihara.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
Producer Throwing Snow draws inspiration and samples from nature, and we'll hear how random patterns can mesh together on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Mark Borecca, Leslie Barber, and the Sound Carriers. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
The Hudson Area Library hosts a chestnut roast Saturday, December 4th at 2 p.m. at Oakdale Lake. There'll be an open fire on the Oakdale Beach in Hudson for the chestnut roast by the Hudson Area Library at 2 p.m. Saturday, December 4th, with Emerson Martin of Arthur's Point Farm giving a talk about chestnuts. Find out more about this and many other local community events on the WGXC community calendar, wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Drone Choir of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Rimsnyder is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. COVID-19 has claimed its 84th victim in Greene County. On Tuesday, November 23rd, a 39-year-old woman with severe comorbidities died after coming down with the coronavirus. The unidentified woman was unvaccinated at the time of her death, according to the Greene County Public Health Department. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said no additional information was made available about the woman. As of Wednesday, 64% of adults in Greene County have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. There are 221 active positive cases in the county, according to the Public Health Department, with 92 positive cases recorded since November 20th. A total of 350 county residents are under quarantine, with 20 people in the county hospitalized with 20 COVID-related illnesses. As of Tuesday, the total percentage of cases in the county with positive results was 9.9%, with a 7-day rolling positive average in Greene County of 4.6%. You can read that full story in HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Interested parties turned out November 22nd for the first of two public hearings held at the former Durham Elementary School on the proposed Bosque subdivision. Approximately a dozen people spoke, the majority of them opposed to the project. Many of the speakers took issue with the town board's October decision to issue a negative declaration under the state environmental quality review, thereby finding that the 95-acre subdivision will have little to no environmental impact. Margaret Doherty spoke on behalf of the community group Cornwallville Residents for Rural Preservation, saying the project will have, and I quote, significant negative impact, end quote, on land, wells, traffic, noise, light, wildlife, aesthetic, and historical value, and community character, end quote. Boss Development of Hudson has submitted a proposal to the town of Durham to subdivide 95 acres of land that border Strong and Cornwallville roads. The project includes the construction of 12 high-end homes and a farming operation. Doherty said her organization over the past month has collected 271 signatures from Durham residents opposed to the subdivision. She told the board, and I quote, "We hope that as lead agency, you will finally address the concerns of the majority of our residents within the Cornwallville community," end quote. Patrick Saccone, chairman of the Durham Historic Preservation Commission, noted that the project footprint is larger than the core hamlet of Cornwallville. He said, and I quote, "and its area comprises a significant portion of the total area of the Cornwallville Historic District," end quote. Other speakers addressed issues ranging from traffic safety, light pollution, and noise. Cornwallville resident Jim Stone was the only person to speak in favor of Bosque. Stone said, and I quote, "There is a reason Durham is dying, because we won't allow change. Places that don't allow change, they die," end quote. A second public hearing will take place at 6 p.m. on December 11th in the former Durham Elementary School. The public may also attend remotely via telephone at 503-300-6830, conference code 114-503. And you can read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Legislature's Ways and Means Committee adopted budget amendments this week that eliminated a number of positions created as part of County Executive Pat Ryan's proposed 2022 budget. The amendments rolled back proposed salary increases for others. Altogether, the committee made nearly two dozen changes to the proposed spending plan before voting to send it to the full legislature for consideration. While the resolution to eliminate the communications specialist position narrowly failed, the committee did agree to reduce that salary by roughly $20,000. Minority Leader Ken Ronk first argued to get rid of the position, claiming it is more, and I quote, "brand building and self-promotion," end quote, for the executive than for communications with the public, end quote. The Walco Republican said, and I quote, "I don't think this is a necessary position for county government," end quote. The committee also voted to reduce the administration of the American Rescue Plan funds. Legislature Chairman David Donaldson said he will propose eliminating those jobs from the budget if Ryan's office fails to provide the legislature with the resumes of those who have been hired to fill the positions. Deputy Budget Director Chris Kelly said the Ryan administration is aware of Donaldson's request and it is under review. The committee rejected a proposal by Ronk to eliminate the newly proposed Commissioner of Mental Health position, as well as a proposal to increase to full-time an existing part-time position in the Human Rights Commission. The full legislature will vote on the 2022 spending plan on November 2nd. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 4 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then rain and snow showers after that. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 36 degrees. and the chance of snow showers on Sunday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 24 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Galen, Tom, and Echo of Akron, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 10.
Just heard The Tunnel from Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt's 2021 album Lucy and Aaron.
Number nine. Thank you. That was 2021 new music from Amir El-Safar and the Rivers of Sound Orchestra. The song was called March.
Number
8.
That was A Bad Bet from Black Dice from their 2021 album Mod Prog Sick on the radio at WGXC.org.
Number
7. Here is 2021 new music from Bonobo. This song is called Rosewood.
I won't leave you.
number
6 6 6 6 6 6, six.
Thank you.
That was the song Rocos Rojas from jazz legend William Parker's 2021 album Mayan Space Station, where the bass player was joined by Ava Mendoza on electric guitar and Gerald Cleaver on drums.
Number
five.
Next on WGXC, we hear from David Grubbs and Riley Walker from their 2021 album A Tap on the Shoulder. This is The Madman from Massachusetts.
Thank you.
number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
That was 2021 new music from Kate Laban. The song was Running Away on the radio at WGXC.
Number
three.
Here is brand new music from Food Man from Japan. His 2021 album Yasuragi Land is out, and this is Food Court from Food Man. Next, we hear from reedist Daniel Carter and pianist Jim Klaus from their 2021 album Playing Retention. This is 2-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
number
one.
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 One.